a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
You know me, I love to relax by getting home and watching A Current Affair every single night because it's just my thing. It's not really. But it's I love it. Yeah. Sometimes, you know, you grow up thinking, what the hell is A Current Affair? And then when something bad happens to you and you need the people to know, you're like, I'm calling one place.
A Current right? Affair. Right? Used and to be Today Tonight as well.
Yes.
But not anymore.
Not anymore. And we're going to Wollongong for this one, mate. Now, I feel like we may have all had these feelings before, but maybe not. David is a guy and he had a friend and his friend's name was Colin. And he's like, you know what? You're a family friend. I'm going to let you move into my rental. 12 years ago, sure. Right? No bond was signed or anything. Family friends. Contract, so it's you know, whatever. It's all good. Handshake deal. And then he's like, look, $350 a week rent back in 2012. And it stayed like that until probably 2017. And then he put the rent up to $400 a week.
Cool.
And then recently, he's like, look, it's going to go up to $550 a week. And we're going to do... we're
Hang
gonna
on.
Do
$400 up to $550. That's quite the jump.
Well, from 2017 to 2025.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know. I know.
Step it up. Don't make me pay an extra $150.
Yeah, right? So then he's like, we're not going to do cash in hand anymore. We're going to go through the real estate agent because I want to make it formal or whatever. And then he said that Colin called him up and said, we need to go back to how we were with me paying cash.
Oh, okay.
And Dave said, no, we're going to keep it through the real estate. And Colin said, well, if that's the case, we've got a problem. It's your problem, not mine.
Why does he sound like a Wolf Creek guy?
I don't know. It's just the way he looks. So then David thought, okay, that's a bit odd. And then Colin just disappeared. He left. But not before gluing down every single moving item in the house.
What?
He glued doors down.
Yeah.
He glued drawers shut.
Yeah.
He glued the lawnmower cap on the lawnmower.
Oh, the pettiness.
The pettiness. He glued down chairs and tables.
What?
He glued built-in wardrobes.
Oh, my goodness.
He glued down the interior windows. He's glued everything so that nothing can be moved in the house.
Oh, my goodness.
So Dave was forced to hip and shoulder the bedroom door to get in.
To get it open, yeah.
Right? Not only did he do that, there was this bad smell.
Oh, no. He's glued the cat.
Oh, my God. Why would you do that?
Bad boy Bubby style.
Oh, my God. Why? No. He didn't. No. But he did do this, and A Current Affair were there to gain their reaction.
His nastiest work found when David began the laborious task of cleaning up the mess. He discovered the source of the putrid smell. A bag of rotting prawns in a kitchen drawer which was glued shut, and one hidden in a wall cavity.
Oh. Now, I'm going to be straight up and say, I've thought about it.
Prawns in the curtain.
Prawns in the curtain rod.
In the curtain rod,
rod. I've thought about it.
Yeah.
You know, but never... never would I do it. I would never do it. And this guy's like, right,
Family friend.
Terrible.
Mate.
Not no more.
No.
Call A Current Affair.
Don't ever live with your friends or other people at all.
Really?
Always live on your own.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
It is Avalon's first day for the general public. And, Loggy, you think that the windmill high five is the pinnacle of high fives and of greeting people, and you wanted to know if anybody else did, if people on the phone would call through and back you up and say they love a windmill high five. We do have a caller. Surprise, surprise. Someone's called through. It's Remy from Leopold. Morning, Remy.
Morning. I think that Loggy is totally on the money because the... windmill high five gets me so geared up. Loggy, you are amazing, and I totally stand by you. Windmill high five for the win. I froth it.
Remy, you sounded a lot like Scary Spice for a lot of that, and then you ended Scottish. Where are you from?
Oh, I've been from all over. You know, I follow the air show, actually. It's like you know, some people follow you too. I follow the air show. I just love a windmill high five.
I'm struggling to follow your accent, to be honest. But thank you for the call.
I find that quite rude. I find that quite rude.
Literally just out here entertaining ourselves, aren't we? You're going to go along to see Geelong United take on Mount Gambier Pioneers this Saturday at the arena. I'm not going to count that as a vote. I'm sorry, Remy.
Oh, well, that's a shame. You're such a... I can't say it in my language, can I? I don't swear on the radio.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Armstrong Mount Dunedin, which is where we were yesterday.
Yes.
For the Cash Castle, we gave away just shy of $10,000. Our five Cash Castle runners all had a lovely time. They all found the Golden Ling, so then doubled their money.
If you want to see the vid, check it out on our socials. It's up there now.
So good. Great. So good. Okay, so the thing was, yesterday I got to the Macedon Display home and there's a car park next door and I pulled in and you weren't there. And that's almost unprecedented for your car not to be there by the time I get there.
Mm.
I thought, oh, that's weird. She must be on her way. And went in and started getting set up, talking to our tech guys, talking to our promo guys, sort of, you know, coordinating the morning. And then I messaged you and you woke up.
You
flew like the wind. You flew like the wind, but you were almost late, right? So much so that you started the show outside the building, right? You were there, but you weren't in the building yet, so you just started the show with me, but not in front of me face.
Yeah.
So it shouldn't surprise anyone then to hear that later that morning,
because
obviously you got in, then Lingy rocked up at 7:30 odd, our Cash Castle runners arrived. We met them. They hung out. They did their thing. Sort of 9 o'clock, the show wraps up.
Yeah.
We're, hey, hurrah. Oh, okay, everybody, well done. And then show's over and we have a little sort of chat, a little
bit
5 minutes, 10 minutes, some photos. Yeah. And Lingy signed some autographs with a Sharpie that he just so happened to have in his car.
How funny was that? Oh, no, I'll just go to my car. I've got one in there. Of course you do,
mate. He goes, I'll have a look. I'll see. There might not be.
He knew.
He's got a whole fresh box of them in his car.
Of course he does.
In his glove box.
And headshots.
Yeah, he didn't need those. We had the Golden Lings for him to sign. Anyway, so part of that chat, it was expressed to me, and then to the rest of the group as well, that some of our Cash Castle runners had looked at the video that we have up on socials from the last one we did.
Yeah.
Which was 2023, we did Cash Castle at the Macedon Display Home, and then we did a key one last year, I think, where everyone had to unlock a lockbox, find a key and unlock a lockbox and win cash. And the last year's video, apparently you're wearing the same pants. They're your Cash Castle pants.
I know.
One of the ladies was like, hey, we just watched the video from last year and you're wearing the same pants. Are they your Cash Castle pants?
How embarrassing. How embarrassing. She's like, she goes, are they your favourite? It was Sam from Cryo Bless. She's like, are they your favourite pants? And I'm like, why? What do you mean? She goes, well, you were wearing them last time you were here. Are they your Cash Castle pants? And I'm like, I am so embarrassed.
Yeah.
Now, meanwhile, can I just say, yes, I did grab those pants in a hurry because, yes, it was someone's fault that they didn't message me half an hour before be like, where are you?
Definitely on me.
Where are you?
You didn't have the knickers fall out the bottom of the leg, though, so that's good.
That is good. I did have a stain on them, though.
On the knickers?
No, on my pants.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Well,
no, on the knee, on my, not on like, so on the, like on my thigh.
Oh.
On my thigh. Yeah, I knew if I said knee that you would say something stupid.
Yeah.
No, exactly. And so I'm sorry that my, and now I'm embarrassed that it's like these pants, have my same pants for like 2 years in a row. They're my Cash Castle pants.
Yeah, well, you have to make sure you wear them next time.
But you know what? I'm sustainable, God damn it. And if pants aren't broken, don't buy new ones.
There are many things that you are, Lauren. Sustainable, probably not one of them.
Okay.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6am on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
At the moment, the Avalon Australian International Air Show is on today. Punters are allowed in right through until Sunday. There's no show like the air show. And fair to say, we're pretty excited about it. Only happens every 2 years and we're getting real Top Gun vibes.
Out of every song from the soundtrack, you went with that one.
Yeah, well, everyone does Danger Zone, don't you know? So this is the one that really speaks to me. But a man that we want to speak to is Andrew Barth. Now, he is a squadron leader, a flight commander, and also a kid from Banno.
Oh, I love it so much. An FA-18F Super Hornet pilot from Banno joining us on the phone. Good morning. And I'm saluting you right now, Andrew.
Good morning, guys. Giving you a salute back.
Oh,
wow.
You got a return salute.
Feel very cool.
Okay, now, Andrew, I had a quick chat to you off air and I explained to you that we do a lot of interviews and quite often we're like, yeah, I got a question or I've got two questions or whatever. But Log and I are pretty psyched for this chat. So the questions may be A, a little random,
yep,
and B, they may also be a bit rapid fire. You okay with that?
Yeah, that's no problem.
Fantastic. Okay. All right. Do you want to start? You go.
Okay. Can I ask, is your plane kind of like, you know how police have members of like canine members and they've got their dog squad and it's like them and the canine are together. Is it kind of like you and the plane? Are you and the plane like together,
symbiotic
together? Is it your plane or do you just have to pick up any plane and fly that?
So we do have our names on the side of the jet.
Wow.
We have for the pilot on the front, our weapon systems officer on the back, and then we have some of the maintainers as well down near the nose wheel.
Wow.
But we actually end up just flying anyone's jet.
Right, okay. So anyone could fly the Andrew.
Yeah, they could. I think my name's on like Jet 204, but yeah, it's not even down here at the moment.
That's awesome.
So does your plane have a nickname? Like you and your plane have a nickname?
It doesn't, but that's a good point. I'll have to have a think about what I should nickname mine.
Come on, man.
There's got to be a Barth pun in there somewhere.
Yeah.
sure.
It's something about torpedoes.
The slippery Barth or something.
Torpedoes and floaters and stuff. Anyway, so the air show every 2 years, my understanding is, mate, growing up as a kid in Banno, you went to the second ever air show and that's when you decided that was what you wanted to do. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Amazing.
Yeah, when I was, I was about 3 or 4 years old. My dad took me out there and, yeah, I fell in love with all the planes and all the loud noise and said that's what I wanted to do and just stuck with it.
It must be amazing for kids in our area to know that they can have a dream of being a fighter pilot and know that it can
come
true. Yeah, does that mean so much to you that you came from Bannockburn Primary School and now you're doing this amazing thing?
Yeah, and I went out and had a chat with some of the kids in grade 5 and 6 yesterday at Banno, and I told them exactly that. It's a lot of people think it's like, oh, it's a really tough job to get into. You've got to be super smart. Not that at all. You just have to fly and hit the bouncing ball, and then you can get to where I got to.
Yeah. In the game of, I guess, pilots, is the air show every second year? Is that something that you guys all look forward to?
Yeah, a lot of the guys look forward to. They look forward to getting down in Victoria, which we don't often get down to. They look forward to talking with a bunch of the public and then seeing all the different jets that come along from all over the world.
Is it kind of like the Olympics where they have the village where you all stay and they all give you little things to keep you all safe? Like everyone gets
condom.
Really excited.
She's asking about condoms.
There's a little area out the back. It's only left for the Defence Force. I wouldn't call it like an Olympic village, but it's where you can hang out and catch up with different people.
Amazing.
Do they keep you supplied with
stuff? Yeah, well, they've got all your food and everything that you can have at lunchtime. Yeah, pretty good.
Amazing. And just, Tin, like, this is a weird question, and you know, you don't have to answer it. Are you a single fellow?
No, I've got a partner.
Okay.
I've got a partner and a little 6-month-old.
Oh, congrats, mate.
That's awesome. You must be missing them. You know when you are out at a bar and you meet people, right? If you're taking the pee, you'll quite often, like, people will say, oh, I'm a dolphin trainer at SeaWorld or something like that. A jet fighter pilot is a similar job to the dolphin trainer at SeaWorld where people go, oh, yeah, whatever. Have you ever had that? Like, do people believe you when you tell them what you do for a job?
Look, when I was single, I definitely did not use that in Australia because Australians definitely just take the piss out of me. But it probably works better overseas.
Yeah, it works better overseas, does it?
Yeah. That would be where you would use it if you were going to use it anyway, but I definitely never did that.
Okay. Oh, that's a shame.
How are you going with your questions? You keep going?
Yeah. So, okay. You know how jockeys have to be a certain weight when they ride a horse? Do you have to be a certain weight when you pilot that Super Hornet craft, or is it that strict?
Yeah, there is height and weight restrictions. They're not like set in stone. You just have to basically, it's all around the ejection seat that you sit in, right? So as long as you can fit in the ejection seat, and then you can actually be able to eject, not too heavy or too light as well. So there's a couple of variables like that you have to fit in.
Oh my God, I've got so many questions. Who's got better reflexes, you guys or an F1 driver?
I don't know. I'll say in laterally, probably an F1 driver. it's probably a little bit different from what we do with the F1 guys. So I'll just leave it at that.
Okay, they don't have radars.
Yeah, is Top Gun accurate like those movies, or are they complete fabrications?
Look, Top Gun. I think that they're both great movies. They're enjoyable movies to watch. I think that Top Gun 2 actually does a much better job of being more accurate.
Yeah.
A lot of the lines and a lot of the stuff that they say in there is actually pretty spot on.
Mm. Have you ever met Tom Cruise or Val Kilmer?
I haven't met either. No.
Oh, that seems like a prerequisite to be a jet pilot.
Can you take your phone in the plane, or do you have to like leave it on base?
No, we have like these special bags you've got to put them in. So you've got to like turn the phone off, put them in this Faraday bag, and then you can take them flying with you. So, yeah, no, you can't take it out, unfortunately. But we still can get like special GoPros that we have, and that's where you'll see like a bunch of the footage. The guys will go up today and they'll do their display, and they'll have GoPros there so that they can come back, and then we can send that footage out to public affairs so you can all see it.
Awesome.
Amazing.
Squadron leader Andrew Barth, do you have a cool name, like a sick name when you're in your plane, like Maverick or Iceman or Goose?
My call sign's Ants.
Ants.
So, yeah, Ants.
In your pants.
And I can tell you that. I can tell you the where I get that from. It's a four-letter acronym, but I'd have to tell you over a drink at the bar.
All right. That's in that that pilot's village that you've got there.
Exactly.
Just to quickly, the Army's got tanks and choppers, right? The Navy's got boats, but they've also got planes. Why doesn't the Air Force have boats?
Well, the Super Hornet that I fly is actually a US Navy designed aircraft, and it's designed to land on the carrier. Uh-huh. And then something like the F-35 is a pure Air Force fighter jet that we own. So it's interesting. Our Air Force has a bit of a mixture of both, but it's great because it means that we get to integrate with the US Air Force and the US Navy and kind of get the best of both worlds.
Okay.
So you do have boats?
Yeah. So he's saying, I fly, they're on the boats.
Yeah.
And if you were to make a sound of a Super Hornet with your mouth there, Andrew, because I would go, like, can you give us yours?
I mean, this is going to be a massive stitch up. All the guys at work and they're going to pay me out if I do that.
Go on.
Is there no sound effects that you can make or anything like that?
Nah.
I mean, it's it's probably something like...
It's gone.
It's
you can't
gone.
Even hear it.
Yeah,
it's just,
right.
It's just completely.
That's
gone.
Not what it sounds like flying over my house in Mara. That's for sure. All right, look, Andrew, we've taken up a lot of your time, particularly for a man who sort of works in milliseconds. We really appreciate it. One last question: do you have to wash your own plane once you land it?
No, we have a specific wash bay that we can take it through, and other people get to do that. So
other people get to do that. I love that. It is so exciting because there is a special flyby that is happening Monday that you want to tell us about as well.
Yeah. So I went out to the Tabano school yesterday and had a chat with all the kids and told them all to be outside around somewhere between midday and 12:40. It just depends on when we can get a clearance to take off from Avalon. But at this stage, we're looking to take off around midday. And we're looking to fly overhead Geelong. It'll probably be a little bit high level. People might be able to see us, and then we'll go overhead Bannockburn, and then I'll get to go over my farm as well. My mum and dad will be. So that'll be pretty cool.
All right, so that's on Monday.
Yeah,
that's on Monday.
Brilliant. Hey, look, squadron leader, flight commander, Andrew Barth, local Geelong product as well. We salute you.
You're amazing. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.